The Truancy Assessment and Service Center program was developed by LSU in the School of Social Work there and established by the state legislature in 1999. Is that correct?
Yes, it was developed in response to a request from the legislature, specifically retired Senator Chris Yulow. He wanted to do something that would prevent children from following a pathway into crime. First time I met him, he said, you know, this is the legislature. We just want to know one solution. And, of course, that was overwhelming, thinking of one thing. So I went back and I looked at over 100 death penalty social histories that I completed, looked at a study of 832 kids who had been in the juvenile prison system in Louisiana. For most of those, that research, I had the school records. So you could see in the first grade, second grade, third grade, it was just clear as a bell that had somebody either conducted a proper assessment, had somebody been able to deal with child maltreatment or parental substance abuse, that the child would have been able to stay in school. But with the problems they faced, there was no way they were going to be successful in school.
This program really targets students who are in elementary school, in kindergarten through the fifth grade.
One of the things about TASC is that, you know, it is a required rapid response. If they miss 5 days, then they're referred to TASC. The TASC case manager determines whether the child is a high risk for continued truancy or a low risk. The ones that are assessed to be at a higher risk, the case manager meets, has face-to-face contact with the parents, and they develop a plan to address whatever problem is keeping the child from being in school. And that can be anything from not having transportation, not having proper clothing, to anything as serious as the need for a neuropsychological evaluation for a child with disabilities.
So this study then is looking now at, it's really trying to make an argument for keeping this program going.
Yes.
So you brought in Stephen Barnes to look at the economic piece of that. So as you were starting to compile and look at the data, what started to pop out for you?
The stark contrast between the prevalence of dropouts in the corrections system relative to the prevalence of high school graduates in the corrections system is really remarkable.
Nearly half of those involved with corrections in the state of Louisiana are high school dropouts.
Right, and even more so, these are high school dropouts that we were able to trace back to Louisiana public schools.
And your conclusion is that this is really, really expensive. Millions of dollars a year are being spent on corrections because people are dropping out of high school.
Absolutely. If you imagine a program like TASC being able to reduce the dropout rate by 10%, the total impact of that we estimate to be on the order of about $7 million reduction per year in the state's corrections budget.
Have you been able to look at where the Truancy Assessment and Service Center program is falling in this year's appropriations bill?
Yes. We are down $1 million from last year. Half of our sites will be cut. We serve about 6,000 children a year now, and so you're talking about going from keeping 6,000 children in school to about 3,000 children in school or less.